Wamanje amabandla amakhulu kwele Melika ancintisa kukhetho lolu akhankasa emisakazweni kumabonakude emadolobheni emabandleni lenkundleni zokuxhumana esenzela ukuganga abantu ukuthi babavotele. Ibandla lama-Republicans limelwe ngumongameli Donald Trump lomsekeli wakhe umnumzana Mike Pence, kuthi ke elama-Democrats limelwe ngumnumzana Joe Biden lonkosikazi Kamala Harris. Okwamanje sokulabantu abedlula izigidi ezingamachumi ayisificaminwembili 81 million asebevote kukhetho lolu. Abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kwele Melika asebeyingxenye yelizwe leli bayavota kukhetho lolu. Unkosazana Musa wenkosi Ndlovu odabuka eZimbabwe ohlala duzane leWashington DC uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi abantu bavote.
Kuqakathekile ukuthi ngulo lalowo olelungelo lokuthi avote enze njalo. Esikhathini abantu bathi ivote yami ngenza umehluko sibili. Yeah, ivote ya wonke umuntu yenza umehluko. Kulabo abangenelisi ukuvota licabanga ukuthi kulalabo abangela malungelo ukuthi avote yini elizakuba lilizwi lakho.
Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Phidizela Ngcobo uzavota kukhetho lolu. Ungcobo uthi baningi abantu abazovotelwa kukhetho lolunyaka.
Saka 3 November kuzabe kulilanga elikhulu lapha e-America ngoba abantu bayabekhetha lonyaka kuvotelwa umongameli kwamanye ama-states akhona kunye lama-senator, ikanti ama-states wonke njalo azabe evotela abameli endlini yephalamende lapha eyazakala ukuthi House of Representatives. Loba abantu bezabe bevota okupheleleyo ngolwesibili, ukuvota khona sokulesikhathi kwaqalisa lapha. Abantu bayenelisa ukuvota ngokuthunyelwa incwadi eziyabe zile phepha lokuvotela ukuthiwa i-ballot, bese bevota ke bethumeze. Lo nyaka ngenxa yegciwane leli liphasaleleyo bakhuthaze ukuthi abantu abaningi basebenzise lokhu kuvota. Ukhona njalo okunye okwenzakalayo kuthiwa yi-early voting, lapho ama-states avula khona ukuthi abantu bebuye bezovota ilanga ngokwalo lingakafiki. Lo nyaka abantu abaningi bayakwenza lokhu, ngakho kuthiwa abantu abaningi sebehle bathatha leli thuba ukuthi bevote ukuthi mhla ka-3 November bebephumula besesemakhaya.
Umnumzana Bongani Mkhwananzi odabuka eZimbabwe ohlala kwele South Africa uthi akwaziwa ozanqoba kukhetho lolu.
Ukhetho lwaseMelika lubaluleke kakhulu ukululandela ngoba iMelika inomthelela omkhulu emazweni amaningi kwezomnotho nezepolitiki zalawo mazwe. Siyambona uJoe Biden engathi uhamba phambili kuma-polls echaya laphana kancanyana nje uDonald Trump ukutshengisela sengathi abantu bamthakazelela kangcono. Kodwa ke sesike sakubona phambilini ukuthi ama-polls kwesinye isikhathi asiwo agcina ekhomba ukuthi ngubani ozonqoba, ngoba kwesinye isikhathi kuba nama-swing states nama-key states agcina eguqula isimo ade siboniswa ngama-polls ma abantu sebesiya ku-election. So sizobe sikukhangelela ukukubona ukuthi ngubani ozonqoba mhla ka 3 November, ngoba nakho kungaba nomthelela ekuthinini ilizwe lakithi, particularly eZimbabwe, ukuthi kuthiwani ngodaba lwama-sanctions nodaba nje lwepolicy ye-America towards ilizwe lakithi.
Ukhetho lukamongameli kumele unqobayo athole okuthiwa ngama-electoral votes angamakhulu amabili lamathumi ayisikhombisa 270. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland, ngiyokhipha Stube.